Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Has turned loyalty into a luxury. Let me explain.
You're not gonna work my nerves, sis.
Why is it that now, all of a sudden, someone being loyal is like a fucking prize? When in reality, that should be the expectation. That should be the bare minimum of a relationship. When you choose somebody, you are now committed to that person. And so frankly, it's really sad that we now live in a time where if you're not getting cheated on all the time, it's a fucking, that great relationship.
Yes, duh.
This is an attractive woman. I mean, sleeve tattoo is yikes, but I digress. We know what type of guy she's dealing with. Only the most fit, most handsome, most charismatic men. Cause she got it like that. Her face card ain't declining. Somebody need to teach these chicks. The tall, hot guys are only good for flings. So if you don't want to be a fling girl who get flung all around the city, then get you an average, regular, smeggler dude.
Want to do that
and build something real. But no, we don't feel sorry for you. We don't feel sorry that the top 1% is treating you bad, because you'd rather be treated bad by a top 1%er than be the queen of a bottom 90%er. So yeah, no tears shedded over here. You can save the sappy piano music.
You got one of the good ones just because they're not cheating on you. That should be the bare minimum. We shouldn't even be talking about loyalty in a relationship. And I think that just because
no, she thinks it should be the bare minimum for a top 1% to not cheat on you. And that's not bare minimum. That is extraordinary. It is bare minimum for the bottom 80%. But if you have like literally one of the most desirable men in your city, it's far from the bare minimum.
Because social media has come into play. Now that you have a million options at the tip of your fingers, it's so much easier to cheat. It's so much easier to not be loyal. It has now gotten way easier to hide. Because now you don't just have to go out to a bar, you have to actually interact with human beings in order to cheat. It just takes your fingers typing a fucking sentence.
Ooh, you kiss your mother with that mouth?
And so now loyalty is just so watered down, and it's breaking people. And it's making other people become bitter and start doing the same thing to other people. Or something as simple as loyalty is now a luxury.
Mama say that happiness is from magic rays of sunshine that come down when you're feeling blue.
So fucking cry, bitch. I don't give a fuck. It's funny, if anything.
No, it's a lot more sad things going on in the world. Kids starving, people going to war, getting their arms blown off. You know what I mean? It's plenty of different things I can be sad about. Feeling bad for some super attractive woman in her car with a sleeve tattoo complaining about getting played by the best looking tallest men on the planet? Nah. I wouldn't say it's sad in the least.
She's a human! When is it professional to publicly bash someone who's going through a hard time?
Hey, so just a reminder that 100% of the people that you meet, new people that you meet, have no idea what your story is. They have no idea what you're about to tell them or who you're about to show up as. And whatever you give them to teach them about you, they'll accept at face value. We just do not have time to be digging into people's identities and their stories to like figure out who they are. Like that would take so long. So the way that you perceive yourself is how others are going to perceive you. You could show up to a new conversation being the most delusionally confident woman, even if you're not. And somebody who's never met you is just going to accept that.
I hate to tell you that you couldn't be more wrong.
So let's stop thinking that our identity is for anyone else. It's not. Our identity is representative of the stories and the attachments that we don't want to give up, that we'll even tell a brand new stranger about them. You can literally change that at any time.
Okay, I don't even get the point really of that. So, was the moral of that story, hey, you should be fake with new people because they don't know the real you? Okay, I'll let you guys decipher that in the comments section. But yeah, I don't want to be a fake version of me. You know, if you want to build meaningful, long-lasting friendships and relationships. You gotta be real.
Message!
This says me after crying for 4 hours, then realizing I'm hot. Look, that's gonna fade, baby. You better get those internals right. You better get that mind right, that heart right, and that soul right. Because these looks are going bye-bye day by day. So please don't use your looks as a cope. When you tell all of your friends, family, coworkers, dog, and neighbor about your new mans, and then he ghosts you. Yes, it's really embarrassing. It really is. And all the people you told should totally judge you. And they all should keep asking you for a year, like, what's going wrong in your dating life? What are you doing wrong? Why can't you get this right? It's not that difficult.
Everybody makes mistakes.
That's a damn shame.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams a week that won't be available to my regular subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete Alpha Chad? Or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
The older I get, the more I realize that relationships are literally all about choice. Not about love. Not even really about compatibility.
I have daddy issues and I don't like men. I don't trust them. Listen. I have PTSD.
It's literally about if that person wants to choose to be in a relationship with you. Do they want you? Period. Let's.
Well, no. In her world of chasing a certain type of guy, long stick Rick, long rod Todd, it's all about one thing. Just one thing. There's only one aspect of dating that matters, if he actually wants to be with you. No, that's the beginning. The beginning that you can't get past. Because you're either not smart enough or not a good enough person to pick somebody who actually makes it clear that they want to be with you. You can't even get past stage one. Wow.
Let's talk about it. The reason why relationships aren't about love is because love is a feeling, and sometimes you're not gonna feel the love between you and your partner.
Okay.
And relationships aren't even really about compatibility, because you can choose to celebrate someone's flaws, aka their differences, or you can choose to blame those differences on why you guys don't get along. Relationships, sustainable relationships, long-term relationships, it literally comes down to two people choosing each other. And ladies, not for nothing, but that's why the saying, if he wanted to, he would, is so relevant. Because if he wants to be with you, he'll choose you.
Duh.
This has not been a 4-month problem. This has been a 5-year problem that I've experienced with men, and my friends have experienced with men.
I feel like when a man is with his dream woman, he does not be playing about his dream woman. Like,
this is the biggest lie told to women. The biggest lie ever told to women. Because let me tell you something. You think that emotional competence, good communicational skills, and having empathy comes out of nowhere just because a man is with his dream woman? It doesn't, babes. That is a skill set that you either have it or you don't. And the reason that, like, this lie is perpetuated is because it places the blame on the woman. Because ultimately, if you're with a man that is not treating you well, instead of being like, oh, you just don't have good relationship skills, you're like, it's because I'm not his dream woman. Let me tell you something. It doesn't take much to be a man's dream woman. All you gotta do is be his type and remind him a little bit of his mother. And let me tell you something. He's still gonna fuck up if he doesn't know how to be in a relationship. So this whole rhetoric of, it's just that I'm not his dream woman. No. He does not know how to be in a relationship.
I really don't feel any type of desire or like attraction to men in general anymore. And that's also because of my personal collective experiences that I've had with like dating like the wrong types of men and things like that.
Ma'am, I think you need some counseling. You seem hurt, you seem bitter, and you just seem to see the worst in men all the time. That's the vibe I'm getting from you. So go get yourself some therapy before you try to be the therapist for TikTok, okay?
Stop it. Get some help.
You can't get help unless others know you need it.
Am I toxic, or does anyone else find it extremely attractive when a guy, instead of calling you a cute name like babe, sweetheart, or whatever, calls you like a mean name, like dummy or loser? But not in like a mean way, in like a flirty, like cute way.
Keep it down. I don't want my neighbors seeing a fat old dirty whore screaming at me on my front lawn.
Whore? Well, maybe I should come inside.
Well, maybe you should.
In reality, the highest position she's gonna get is side hoe.
Do you think a 5'7" guy could get away with calling her a dummy or a loser? Yes, ma'am, you're toxic. You're very toxic. And you need years and years of therapy. And even that will only put a dent in your severe mental illness. Good men stay away from women who enjoy bad treatment.
How much would you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10?
I think I'm a 10. I know I'm a 10. I'm confident that I'm a 10.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
You spin for the camera.
What the fuck was that?
That was cringe. That was very cringe. I can tell just by that little shimmy, she's horrible in bed. You know, that's why you can't get too confused by a cute face, and I'm not saying she has one, but I'm just using her as an example. But remember, fellas, nice body doesn't equal good in bed.
Do a little slut walk up and back. Having fun, aren't you? Okay. So,
is this a woman? Is this a natural born woman? I'm gonna have to blur out some of that, I think.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.